Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Taimei HaMitzvahs, the reasons behind the mitzvahs. We'll open with the fundamental question, one that cuts to the core of Avodas Hashem. Is there any benefit at all in trying to understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs? Or is the greatest possible act of serving Hashem simply doing as you're told? Rashi in Koheles asks, "Uma kishro in livoleho ki im ruus einov." Explains Rashi, what does Hashem actually gain from all our maisim? And the answer is breathtaking in its simplicity. Hashem needs nothing. You can't fill a lack in the Eibishter. What he does receive, Kavayachal, is She'omar v'oisim ritzoinoi, he commanded and we listen. The Nachas Ruach comes precisely from this, that a human being, living behind the facade of creation, behind the hestoponym of this world, can still tap into the invisible reality of Hashem's presence. He could recall the Gilui of Ashkoche, of Mitzrayim. He can reach back to Mount Torah, Ata Reisel Odas, Hashem Hu Elohim. And based on that far distant memory, keep it alive that Hashem sees, that Hashem cares. She'omar v'oisim ritzoinoi. And this brings us to our first paradox. The less one understands a mitzvah, the purer the bittul. The more bizarre a mitzvah, and chukim are by definition bizarre, the more the nations of the world makos, ma tam yeshbo, what possible reason could there be for this? And yet we do it anyway with complete bittul to the Ratzon Hashem. That bittul is perhaps the greatest achievement in the world. So the question stands, maybe not understanding is actually the higher path. Maybe searching for reasons dilutes the purity of simple obedience. And yet, and this is where the Rishonim opened the door, many of the greatest thinkers in our tradition argued forcefully for the pursuit of Taimei HaMitzvahs. Let us build the case from its foundations. The Chovis HaLvavis in Shara Bechina teaches us, Su Morei Meinecha Meru'umi Bara'ele, to lift up our eyes towards the heavens. Look at the staggering complexity of creation and know there's a creator. He offers the famous mashal. If a bottle of ink were to spill and somehow produce a 500-page dramatic novel, would anyone say it happened by chance? Of course not. The human eye, the synchronized harmony of every element of creation, working in tandem, is trillions of times more complex than that. As we often say, the greatest act of emunah pshuta in the world is atheism. To believe this all happened by itself requires a level of belief that defies imagination. It's far more rational to believe in the Sibir Rishoyne, a first cause who brought all of this into being. Now take that same argument one step further. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is this brilliant, if his wisdom permeates every atom of creation, then when the nations of the world look at our Torah and declare, Am Chochem V'Novoi Nagoi Agodoi Lazeh, what a brilliant nation, they must be responding to something real. The Torah, emanating from this brilliant creator, must be saturated with chokhmah and brilliance. And therefore, we have not merely the permission, but perhaps the obligation to plumb its depth in a way that even simple non-Jews could appreciate the depth and the reasons behind the mitzvahs. This is the Rambam's position in Hilchos Tmura Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Wherever you could attach a reason, attach it. And in the Rambam's own formulation, the entirety of Torah is essentially Eitzes from Gedoylo Eitzo, advice from the greatest advisor, L'saken Hadeis U'L'yashe Kol HaMaisim, to rectify our thinking and strengthen and straighten all our actions. In his famous words in Pirush HaMishnayis, then the Makis, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakis Es Yisrael, L'Fichoch Hirbelehem Torah U'Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to purify the Jewish nation, so he multiplied more and more Torah mitzvahs. The Rambam's vision, when you do even one mitzvah purely l'shma, for no physical gain, for no ulterior motive, purely because Hashem exists and is watching, you have grasped something eternal, something metaphysical, and thereby making yourself eternal. And that one mitzvah can earn you Olam Haba. But the Rambam adds a crucial qualification. The time of the mitzvah, the reason we attach to it, is not the reason we perform it. The main reason is always and only Bittul Teriyot Hashem. The time is a bonus, an additional musr, a shkafic message ingrained into you each time you perform the act. And critically, if the time ever becomes obsolete or irrelevant, the mitzvah continues unchanged because its foundation was never the time in the first place. The Sefer HaChinuch takes this framework and makes it pedagogical. He writes, Shiroshei HaMitzvahs, these are the Shiroshim, the roots, not the definitive explanations. He never claims to know the ultimate divine reason, but he recognizes that young minds in his era saturated with philosophy needed a way in. Children cannot yet grasp the depth of eternity, the grandeur of simple Bittul Teriyot Hashem. If they're presented with a mitzvah that seems bizarre, they'll be mezalzel in it. They'll kick it away before they develop the capacity to appreciate it properly. And so the Sefer HaChinuch made it his mission to find a reason for every single mitzvah. He even admits in Parashas Vayikra by Kol Sori V'Chol Dvash Leisakrivu, he doesn't have a fully satisfying reason, and yet he's pressing forward anyway. He offers his celebrated explanation connecting Sori to Gaive and Taive, because keeping young minds engaged with the Torah's wisdom is itself a sacred task. Now the Rambam draws a sharp and important line. Yes, he says, we should search for reasons. Yes, the general klal of every mitzvah, even the chukim, has a reason. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Shlomo HaMelech knew the reasons behind all the chukim except for Parah Aduma. So even the most mysterious mitzvahs have rational, accessible reasons, at least accessible to the greatest minds. But, says the Rambam, the protein, the fine details of each mitzvah, these are a different matter entirely. The Rambam says clearly, whoever thinks he can supply reasons for every detail of every mitzvah is b'chlal shigoyin, in the category of madness, far from the emes. The details are pure bittul tirotz nashem and nothing else. Here the Rambam parts ways with Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, who does attempt to give symbolic meaning to the fine details. But in the Rambam's framework, Rav Hirsch is an overreach. Rashi, on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, explains, Mipnei ma lo nisgalu taimei Torah, the reasons of the Torah were not revealed, so that we should not presume to know them fully. The very concealment is itself part of the structure of Torah. It protects us from the trap into which Shlomo HaMelech fell, because Shlomo knew the reasons behind two mitzvahs, Le'yar b'noshim and Le'yar b'susim. He felt confident he could guard himself. And nevertheless, his wives turned his heart, Noshim hitu levavoi, because knowing the reason created an illusion of control. Chukim function differently for the Amoinam. Chukim convey their message, explains the Rambam, subconsciously. Through the act of doing itself, the bittul, the submission to something beyond rational comprehension, is itself a message. Avdus, servitude, is the awareness that Hashem's Ashkoche is real, as Rashi explains in the Gemara in Brachos about Shluch HaKan. Loi l'rachmim also, el lahat l'al Yisrael chukei gzeiroisov. The purpose of chukim is precisely to establish our identity as Avdei Hashem, servants who follow even when we can't explain. And here lies the Rambam's deepest insight about the Protei HaMitzvahs. Even the details of the Mishpatim, those mitzvahs whose general logic is self-evident, become in their fine details more choik than the chukim themselves. The chukim at least are accessible to Shlomo HaMelech, but the Protim of every mitzvah are in the Rambam's words, Ashenema behem, Sheheim le-mitzvah levad, they exist for the mitzvah alone, pure and unadulterated bittul. But we cannot leave this discussion without stepping into the Kabbalistic understanding, which opens an entirely new dimension of Taimei HaMitzvahs. In the Kabbalistic framework, every mitzvah is not merely a behavioral directive. It is a code written into the neshama of every yid. As the Mesillas Yesharim teaches, the reason we cultivate Zrizus in mitzvahs is not only so we don't miss opportunities. The Midah of Zrizus is imprinted into the Neshama eternally. In his words, La'osid lava yizke la be'emes. For all eternity, this person will possess the quality of Zrizus within his Neshama, enabling him to move from pleasure to pleasure, from Tainuk to Tainuk in the Ein Sof experience of Olam Haba. Similarly, the Mesillas Yesharim explains that the reason we detach from overindulgence into the pleasures of this world is not because a Danish is inherently wrong. It's because every act of hisnatkus, of pulling away from the Bria, builds into the soul a power of Dveikus, the capacity to cleave to Hashem, and that power becomes eternal. In the Kabbalistic realm, Gehenim is not a physical place. It's all the state of the soul. And it's a process of cleaning the spiritual blockages, the Timtum Alev created by Averis, particularly Macholos Asurais, which clog the soul's antennas and prevent it from receiving the light of Hashem. The work of Gehenim is to remove the plaque from the Neshama that it could experience and be Dovuk to the Eivishter. And every word of Torah, every pasuk, every Mishnah, beyond its halachic content in this world, which is, in the Rambam's formulation, the smallest part of it, what it is. The real essence of Torah and mitzvahs is eternal nourishment for the neshama. Rambam, in his Akdama al Torah, reveals that the Torah in its deepest reality is Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It descended into the form of halachas and sipurim, but its essence is the divine names of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the combinations of letters that are the building blocks of all spiritual and physical reality. As Adam HaRishon understood when he named the animals, L'moshel Arye is Aleph Reish Yud Kei, each name is a combination of spiritual forces that literally constitutes the chemical essence, the spiritual chemical essence of that being. The Rechaim HaKadosh writes in his Akdama that he deliberately avoided looking at earlier Mefarshim when writing his Pirush. He didn't want to weave together borrowed Pirushim into a synthetic parish. He wanted to place his mind directly before the Torah and let the Kedushas HaTorah speak to him, through him, and be megala its secrets. Even if Torah lay b'shamayim, but that's for halachic Torah, but for hashkofa Nishmashakai Tevinaim, there's always a live stream of Kel Gadol V'lo Yosef that the Rebbein Shleim streams Torah. These are all new Ashpayas of Torah. Reb Shamshir follows Pirushal HaTorah, the Hamik Dovah Pirushal HaTorah, the Meshul Chochmah, it's all streaming new understandings of Torah. And they're all considered Etzim HaTorah Mamish. And likewise, the Taimei HaMitzvahs. And therefore, we're not inventing reasons as substitutes for the Rebbein Shleim's authority. We're students gazing into a limitlessly deep Torah, discovering new layers of Chochmah that the brilliant Borei built into it. Because as the Rambam argues, why wouldn't he? If he's brilliant enough to create a universe of staggering complexity, is it surprising that his Torah would simultaneously provide for our eternal souls and also for our daily lives in this physical world? As the Rambam says, that the Kiyum HaTorah is the best way how to live in this physical planet as well. Don't we see that Loisinov and Shmir Shabbos and Kibbutz Av Va'Em together create the family unit? The family gathers around the Shabbos table. Parents know their children. They know who their children are and that they're definitely their own children. And children honor their parents. The community structure of Chesed, Mishpat, Dinim, civilization itself flows from the Torah. As John Adams himself articulated, the structure of civilized society traces back to these foundations. And yet, we do not keep the Torah to enhance physical life. It's a bonus, a side effect of the Torah's genius. We do it because Hashem said so. But of course, the layer of physical survival in this world, civilization in this world, also comes from that same Torah. This leads us to one of the most searching questions in this entire sugya. When we perform a mishpat, a rational mitzvah, are we fulfilling it because it makes sense to us, or because Hashem commanded it? The Gemara in Yume says, "Es mishpatai tasu, dvarim she'ilamalei nichtavu, dinoi she'ichtavu." These are things, had they not been written, logic would have demanded they be written. Murder, geneve, retziche, aroyis, birchas Hashem. They are pre-programmed into the nefesh ha'odom. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wrote them into the spiritual DNA of the neshama. But the famous Maimon Chazal brought in Rashi in Parashas Kedoshim, Ve'avdol eschem min ha'amim li'o isli, im atim evdolim, atim shali. And Rashi said, and Rashi brings the Maimon Chazal, it's more bariches, shelo yoyma odom I efshi, bebosse chazir, I efshi, begili aroyis, that I don't desire aroyis, I don't desire chazir. No, I do desire it. My father in heaven answered, and the Rambam says that this only applies to chukim, but by mishpatim, the default pre-programming means you should naturally abhor tzicha and gzela, which means that the Torah is validating and obligating what's already pre-printed into your neshama. It's famous, the Tzantzirov's practice. He would give tzedakah twice to the Oni. Once to satisfy the feeling of Rachman, the natural pre-programmed impulse, and then you give again because of a mitzvah. So are we yotze the mitzvah of tzedakah when it's motivated by natural pity? Or must the mitzvah be done like Tzam Zerov because of the tzivi itself? And every mishpat, when we do it, are we doing it because of the feeling, or we always have to do it only because Hashem said so? And we'll close this shiur with the halachic shaila that we began. Now it's sharpened by everything we learned. When a person sits down to ponder taimei ha-mitzvahs, is he yoytze mitzvahs limud al-toyre? If he davened and said, I have a rabbo, and he forgot to say birchas al-toyre, so you have to be shona al-asar, you have to learn toyre right afterwards. And you open up the sefer achinuch and you read the shoyrish of a mitzvah, is that limud al-toyre mamish and you yoytze shona al-asar? Or perhaps it's something elevated, like Sichas Chulin Shel Tamid HaChacham, Sichas Limud, but not strictly Limud Al Torah. From the Loshna Rambam and Hilchas Tmura, Rishus L'Sunah L'Chol Chacham V'Novah in L'Hisboinin V'Taimei HaMitzvahs, it would seem that pondering Taimim is within the realm of Torah. The entire Torah, in the words of the Rambam, is Eitzes from Gedolah Eitzah, and to engage in these Eitzes is to engage in Torah itself. But what's established in the Shir is that the search for taimei mitzvahs is not a distraction from pure bittul terot Hashem. It is a layer built on top of it. The main structure stands unchanged. We do the mitzvahs because the Rebbeinu Shlom said so. And that's the greatest thing in the world. But layered upon that, enriching each act, ingrained into us each time we perform it, this chachma, this ashkafa, this is the fingerprint of a brilliant Rebbeinu Shlom who built meaning into every movement of Avedis Hashem, besides the bittul. In the Loshna Ramban, Parshas Yisroi, L'mitzvus Hashem taimim rabim b'chol achas. Ki yesh b'chol achas toyelos rabis l'guf v'lanofesh. Each mitzvah has many reasons, multiple benefits for the body and the neshama. V'advorim nifloyim me'oid v'tel l'chocham v'yech kamoid.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.